Blog Talk Radio.
Start off with the first edition of Test Run. What we're going to do here is just play some original music I have in my studio from back in the 90s. I like music. I thought I'd spend the evenings playing music here. So anybody's listening or paying attention to this or hearing, feel free to call in. And with that, I'm just going to spin music here. As I feel like it, I'll jump in and make any points here. Well, this one here is Freddie K. We're going to spin right now, and he worked in my studio back in the 90s, and this is an original cut of his, so I'm not sure which one it is, but it says Freddie K., so we're going to hit it and let it play.
Yeah.
Okay, and we got another one here. It's kind of a little bit lighter here. We'll play. And let's give it to Freddie K here. Well, that was supposed to be, let's see what happens there. Also, this is test run, so I'm trying some things here. And that was an applause button. I'm trying to figure out why it didn't applause. File name mix. Okay, so, well then, let's just move up to... who do we want to play now? I'll tell you what. We'll get into a little bit of Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas here. I like this deep cut off of his solo album. We'll spin that, and I'll figure out. We got a few other rituals we'll mix in here. So let's go with this.
Yeah.
Smashbox 20 called Falling Into Places. Okay, let's get to, that's a label artist, Rob Thomas is, and Daniel Gray. I like this song in the morning. This goes back a few years. I pulled this out of my studio, and it goes back to the 90s, I believe. And he's out of Canada, and this is not a label song, but I think a very good one. So I guess you'd classify it under pop, but let's let it spin and see what you think. Sure if that came out pretty distorted or what. I try to take the volume down some here. I know on my cell phone, when I was checking that, it seemed kind of loud and distorted off of my phone. But And so I tried to take the volume down, and it didn't seem to go down. So I'm not sure in the studio if they all work that good. But anyway, maybe on a PC top, it might have been different, or on the laptop. Might have more control of the sound, and it sounded better. If anybody does listen to this iPod, and it's a good chance to test these. I might, next time I do a show before it, I'll run a dummy show and check the volumes on each one and get them straightened out here. So, like I said, this is a test run. So, let's see here, and we're going to move on. I like this. We do a 8 to 9 local voter education show on Sundays. Now, that's a bit of a job because I'm always having to do research and everything, and that takes a lot of work. And I have a person that holds it named James McBride, does a great show. How you like that? But this thing I started here with the radio thing, I'm not going to put much work into it. I'm just going to spin the records and enjoy them. And as long as I don't have to work hard at it, I may do this for a little while. We'll see. So, what do we want to spin here? I guess here's a band out of California. It's not a label band, and they're named after my last name, Willoughby. And the song's called OK. And see if you think it's OK. It's... by Willoughby out of California. And let's see here. Here's another one. They were not a label band, and this is not a label band either. Weldon, I put his name on there. A friend of mine used to work, or known for years. Didn't get a chance to work too much with Weldon, but known him and grew up around him. And let's give his a spin and change the pace just a little. We'll be right back. Some vocals on her there, and okay, let's move on here a little bit. I want to see what this is. It might be one I have on here labeled already. I just put rock. I put it on a long time ago, and I don't know what it is. I'm gonna spin this just a second and see what this is.
What's the world coming to?
Okay, you know what that is? This one here is a label artist. Fleetwood Mac, and I'll tell you what, let's spin this thing and let it go. This is a Fleetwood Mac song, and it's called What the World Coming To.
What's the world coming to? What they say isn't true. You can't plant no seeds where there's only
moon.
And as you might guess, it was called What's the World Coming To? Fleetwood Mac, that is a label artist there. And it's a pretty good question, I think, too. Well, and what we are looking for is original music. And I really like political songs or songs that say something like that is what I really am looking forward to, trying to find some political or not so much political, but to have meaning and substance to what's going on here. But let me throw in a little ad here, and after that we'll come back with a little bit more.
You're listening to Local Voter Education from 8 to 9 p.m. Sundays, where talking is not enough. We are looking for citizens that want to be a part of making Fort Worth a better place to live. Become a member of the ICOC email list at fwdistrict5.com and join the local voter education group on nextdoor.com. And now back to the program.
Well, right, back to the program, and that wasn't an ad I meant to hit. But I'll tell you what, we'll throw the one in I meant to hit in a little bit here. It doesn't matter, it helps me burn a little bit of time here. So let's go down to... Here's a song that is a John Lennon with these with the Beatles, but I don't believe it was ever released or recorded by John. And this is a cover of this song that was, I believe John is the penmanship on this song here, and it's called "In Spite of the Danger." Now there is a song that John Lennon did that is recorded called "In Spite of the Danger," but it does not go like this one. So anyway, let me take a listen.
You look into my eyes like a window. Wherever it takes me, I will know. In spite of all the danger, I will go. Don't know just what I'll find while I see there. As long as you're with me, I don't care. Cause in spite of all the danger, I'll be there. You're the only one that keeps the night in the sky. Oh, oh, oh. You're the only love that makes the world seem right. The world seem right. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you never call when I'm lonely. And then you pretend you don't know me. But in spite of all the danger, you show me.
Written by John Lennon. I'm not sure who the vocals of the band is that's doing that, but you can tell it's got the Beatle influence in it. Okay, let's go to you know what, let's go ahead and let me spin that commercial now, that ad that I had for this one queued up. Okay.
You're listening to Test Run, where everything is a test run, the songs, the hosted, the time spot, the program. Now I know we will have some good and bad songs. Give us a call with your point of view at 1-515-602-9610, press number 1 to be in the queue. Send us your songs that we can download, or contact us through fwdistrict5.com and we will reply with an address where to mail a CD to that we can download. You're listening to Test Run. Back to the program.
Yes, and I did get an email from a person that sent me some links to his music, but I couldn't find a way to download them. So anyway, that's what we need, a way to download them. If you can get to me to download them, or we can, you can put it on a CD and mail it to me. I'll be glad to give the address. You just there's a contact through my website at fwdistrict5.com. Just put in there if you want the address where to mail the CD to, or a flash drive would work. Anything that we can download it with. So, okay, anyway, that's the point of this thing. I don't know. It's been, let's see, probably 20 years since I was involved in music in this field. I worked for the merchandising since I was like 17 for about 30 years. I was around that, and we worked for a lot of major bands, touring and stuff. I had my own studio for a while. I really loved music, and really, and it was really quite a life, and getting to do that stuff and working with the bands. I worked for the Rolling Stones for about 21 years and did 7 tours, and it was sometimes surreal. Some of the things I got to see and be around and meet and people I met. And back then in the 90s, when I was trying to put together a band back then, we didn't have the technology we have now. We didn't have the internet to advertise. We had to use magazines and newspapers and stuff like that. And it's kind of funny. It's like everything comes a little bit late for me here. But anyway, I'm getting to a point where I might like to try to put back together a band, a local band, and be involved with promoting one, producing one here. I just don't know what the music scene is like now. I'm trying to get a feel for it. But nevertheless, I think I can enjoy doing this, whether anybody tunes in or not, because I like music and I'm playing the songs that I like. But anyway, if you know anyone, you hear this podcast later or something like that, you know someone that has music, wants to send in a CD or something, wants to play it on here, we'd be glad to. I don't know if anybody will hear it, but we're going to promote, I'm going to promote the station a little bit, maybe at the some of the record stores on their bulletin board or at nightclubs and some cards and stuff, and try to get the word out a little bit. Maybe you can help to spread the word on this station about this program. And if anybody wants to tune in just to talk about anything or a little bit, or and also I plan on playing some unfinished cuts. I have some. That's one thing I got to do is figure out. I've got a bunch of stuff on tape, and I'm going to have to try to get that transferred over to a CD or to a flash drive or something where I could download it on me on the computer here, so we can put it in the files. And that. So I'm going to work on that, getting it over there, getting that done. But anyway, when I came across that, I lost my train of thought there. But anyway, let's go ahead and. That's the beauty of this. We can just spin another song, and I can sit back and drink coffee. I like that. I'm pretty lazy. Let's see. What do we want to run with right now? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go with... here's another one from Daniel Gray, the guy out of Canada, and it's called Goodbye.
Goodbye, baby, I hope you have fun.
That was Daniel Gray out of Canada. And that one goes back some years ago. I don't know what he's doing. He's not a label artist, or at that time he was not. I don't know about now. Okay, and what we're going to move back up to here, I'm going to throw another Willoughby song out, which is, I came across this group when I was on Madonna's tour, and trying to Google for something with my name, and this popped up, their band, so I had to go check it out, and turned out I kind of liked some of the music they played, and I said, that's great. So while we was at Dodger Stadium in California, I met with this manager, brought him down to the show there and met with them, and then later on the tour, had a chance to see Willoughby play, the group play, and I'm not saying the name right. It's in New Jersey. It's where Frank Sinatra lived. But anyway, it's where Frank Sinatra lived in Jersey. It's a nice little club we went into and watched him play. And this has been some time ago, too. I know at this time, Willoughby was not a label artist, but he's got a couple of songs I got on here. Here's one of them. They're kind of a little different. So, anyways, what I'm looking for different and looking for input, looking for music to play. If you got anything you want us to play, contact us and contact me. I'll be glad to play it. And that, so here we go. This is called Signs by Willoughby. It's a non-label artist. Signs, Willoughby. And let's go to another one that's out of California. And this one's called Twins, and I don't know the name of the band, and it's a non-label. So here we go.
Expected to
was Twin, the band out of California. And okay, and so, like I was saying earlier, I really don't know where we are at right now in the music, if it's anything out there still the same, or people go for this type of music or not anymore, but anyway, okay, let's move up and do, we'll go back to a Freddie Kay song here, and it's called Repercussions. Freddie Kay, a non-label artist, and that, and also, like I said earlier, I think I mentioned this, we'll be running partial cuts and things that can be redone. They might not sound, if you're an artist, a musician, and you have an ear for music, you might cipher through some of this stuff and see if it's worthwhile to do another version of it, because some of this music I've got coming up that I'm going to try to get put on this is, I believe they all have parts of them that are really good and parts of them that are the song that quite not. Maybe if someone knows how to. It's kind of like remodeling an old house. You can take an old house and put a new cosmetic look on it. It looks pretty good sometimes. So same thing with music. And music, well, I kind of look at it like food, you know. It's all good. I just, well, like I said, it's like food. Some people like peas, some like corn. Some don't like corn, and some don't like peas. Whether or not, it's all good. Same thing with rap, country, pop, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, whatever music you like. You know, there's nothing wrong with any of it. I have my my taste, and mine might be well outdated. And the good thing about that is that they say everything comes back around. So maybe if I can hang in for another 10 years, I'll be on top of the charts again. So my stuff will be. So if I'm outdated at this point. Anyway, this is the stuff I like, but I'm willing to play other people's music and see if we can get any kind of feedback. And you can also promote your song and talk about it if you like. So anyway, this is what the idea of making this program up is, to kind of get involved with musicians. So, all right, let's go to one more. And this is a real slow one. It's a label artist from the late Mama Cass. I think it is, anyway. That's what I think is going to play here when I hit play. It's kind of a soft pop song, but it is an uplifting song in the end, which is good. So we'll let that roll to finish up the dime here. Bye-bye. Guess what? It was not what it said there. So, I wonder what other song that we have here to end with. Let's see, because we're running out of time, which is all right. So, well, this is a long one. We'll run out of time before it finishes, but we'll let it play.
Welcome okay. to Local Voter Education. With our
There we go again. I got to relabel these things. Let's see. That didn't work. Okay. Well, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll play the one we started with. It'll go for a minute and four, and that'll about finish us up here. So later on. That is a band called The Call. That is a label artist, and they were called The Call. I'm not sure I mentioned that. And with that, and 90 seconds left, we're going to sign off now. And next week, I have a different list and maybe play a lot of the same thing again, because I don't believe anybody tuned in tonight, so I can play it again if I like. So anyway, we're going to keep trying this for a little while. Have a good night. Bye-bye.